We have about 15 minutes before the tape will end, and I was wondering if there are things that you were hoping to get to talk about that I haven't asked about. Things that stand out either in your early life or during the Depression or during your military service, and also I didn't ask you about what you've done since when you got out of the service and what you've done since then.
Oh yeah, that's, well, like when I got out of the service, I
what year was that?
In 46. I went in 42, came out in 46. And I worked for a while driving a newspaper delivery truck in Manhattan, which was an adventure. And because you really had to hustle. And it's a very perishable item. If you don't get it to the subway station on time, people go down without their paper, and that's garbage sitting there. And then I worked on diesel engines for quite a few years. Then finally we got our farm. And by then I was married. I married my child bride. She was 16 when we got married. And farm for quite a few years, and as luck would have it, the farm was strategically located between Douglas College and Princeton, and my wife decided at 26, 10 years after getting out of high school, that she really should go to college, and she did, and she was very successful. She went to Douglas, and then she got her PhD at Princeton, and then, just about the time she was finishing up, I had a cerebral hemorrhage and had to quit farming.
How old were you then?
So, I don't know, 40-something, I guess. And but fortunately, she had finished, so she got a really neat job here at Hampshire College, which was a great place to work, especially since it was in its formative stages, so she could have some influence on that. And I had taken various college courses over the years at night and whatever and so on, and never very steadily because I was always working before or after. But when we moved up to Massachusetts, I decided I'd go to college, and I got a B.S. in 73, a very late bloomer, and I got a master's in 76, and the master's was in regional planning, and I taught for several years at Hampshire College on different land use issues, some of which, one course was almost a history of how our attitude toward the land in this country developed, and also some of it was to acquaint the students with the role of the USDA and the FDA and so on, and the land grant colleges, and how they lived up to these goals or failed to do so. And I became active on some, on different boards having to do with land use or agriculture. Became active with the Northampton SPCA. I heard about the Veterans Education Project, which was a lucky break. And you know, I sort of kept out of trouble, and when I decide what I want to be when I grow up, I'll do it. But right now,